It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
All right, I wasted so much time last night watching the monkeys on YouTube that I didn't really prepare a Simpsons talk like I have been doing normally. So maybe this is going to be a short Simpsons talk. Last night, on my local network affiliate that shows The Simpsons, they showed, I think, my favorite recent Simpsons. And I'm going to talk about that. It is episode number 495 from 2011, called Holidays of Future Past, and it is a Christmas episode. Written by J. Stewart Burns, who is, you know, longtime writer, but I'm sure, you know, very much influenced and pitched in by many other writers, because it was conceived as a possible series finale. There were some contract negotiations going on, and it was in question as to whether the series would actually continue due to these, disagreements that were happening with the actors and the show. And it was possible that The Simpsons was going to be canceled. And so they did this very lavish Christmas episode, which I really almost wish ended the series, because it was great. You know, like, it was very funny. It was very pull out all the stops, sort of extravaganza type episode. And it tugged at the heartstrings too. And it was nice that things could come full circle, because the first ever Simpsons was a Christmas episode too. It's really good. The central conceit is that, it takes place in the future, I should say, first, before anything. The central conceit is that the entire family, with Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, all adults now, are coming back to the ancestral home at 742 Evergreen Terrace to spend the holidays. And there's a whole bunch of, Futurama-style stuff in it of, you know, like, what is Springfield going to look like in the future, which, yeah, they've done before, but arguably never this well. We have Ralph Wiggum running the police force now, but he was a clone of himself because he keeps dying due to his own foolishness, for example. Carney is a cab driver that has to drive a pregnant Maggie to the hospital because she's about to give birth. Maggie is now a superstar singer, which is tongue-in-cheek because we never hear Maggie make a sound with her voice, and we also never get to hear it in the episode either, because she's told by doctors that she can't sing or speak during her pregnancy. And there's like a whole Christmas Eve fable type feel because she's a single mother who's about to have a baby on Christmas Eve. Lisa is married to Milhouse. They have a sort of unhappy marriage, but she has a teenage daughter who she's trying to connect with, and not doing a very good job. But of course, you know, she succeeds in the end. And Bart is unemployed and living at the school, which has been converted into apartments, and Skinner is now his landlord. And he has two kids by a wife who he's divorced from. And so he lives in the school, and there's, like, the episode opens with him grinding coffee in the pencil sharpener. And then, you know, opening the desk, and it's full of ice and cans of beer. And it's just really good. Like, it's, I just think it's very funny. And I'm glad that The Simpsons can still make good episodes. In its, what season are we at now? See, I told you I didn't prepare. This is from, I think, season 24. We're way past episode 500 by now. This is 2014. But the one I'm talking about is from season 24. There's a Royal Tenenbaums reference where Homer bonds with his two grandsons, who are Bart's sons. And they, like, sneak through the Quickie Mart, and then they, you know, like, hitch a ride on the garbage truck, and it's me and Julio down by his schoolyard plays. And Apu is also old, and his all of his children are helping him run the Quickie Mart, and they dive, like, jump up from behind the counter with assault rifles trying to kill this robot snake that's come in to rob the Quickie Mart. Because that's how things have changed. Listen, I always get self-conscious about talking too much about either The Simpsons or The Monkees, and today is no exception. Been Simpsons time through the debigulator. Thank you for listening. My name's Amanda Nazario. If you are ever curious about the larger radio show that these debigulated segments are taken from, please go to my archive list by pointing your browser to wfmu.org/playlists/an. Be healthy and happy. I will talk to you next time. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy all week. We're snuggled up.